So some of you might be already acquainted with the internet meme, I forced a bot to watch. That's when an author, by Twitter or other means, online announces to have fed data to a bot, an artificial intelligence, about a particular cultural product, usually like a TV show, and then proceeds to has the bot to create its own version of this product. So we have, for example, a bot screenplay generated according to the principle I forced the bot to watch over 1,000 hours of Fox News segments and then asked it to write a Fox News segment of its own. Here's the first page. Or it's in this case, I forced the bot to watch over 1,000 hours of TED Talk segments and then asked it to write a TED Talk segment of its own. Here is the first page. And it's presented then typically in a kind of screenplay format. And often these experiments end in absurd statements that kind of lack in logical argument. But in their kind of statistical generative nature, they nonetheless manage to somehow convey a satirical degree of truth about the subjects of study. So now I'm going to invite you to listen to this experiment of I forced a bot to watch over 1,000 hours of transmediale panel discussions and asked it to write a transmediale panel discussion of its own. Here is a sample of the results. And disclaimer here, of course, all of these, many of these are fake, but in my case, I really used a real algorithm. And you will see it in the broken up syntax. Interior, HKW Auditorium evening. The four persons are seated on the large stage, holding microphones. Moderator, difficult threads and exciting moving beyond to draw. Curious to listen ideas of our very catalog. The format. What is the question, your digital medium? Media theorist. Hot or cool, you mean? I like my well-done middle without meaning. A very strong elemental of outside it is not, but the go-between only the ubiquity as such. Social scientist, aggravated. If I may, I. Climate changement. Many stable factoids have tried already and failed without pink civil counters. Media theorist is silent, taking a sip of water. Artist, each work triggers the interrupt I have in my own practices oppression or to reinforce the materiality of the civil counters. It is a matter of animal concerns, never up before they lie down. Moderator, impatient. The format is, we have a conversation over each speaker has over 22 minutes. At the end of 22 minutes, we have another speaker come on and speak for 22 minutes, followed by a cooking session for over 22 minutes. It's itself a statement and unlimited frames. Artist, happy. You're totally right. The question is, how are they creating a type of multiplicity of temporality? Of that temporality, of that dynamic, of that distribution in very, very different ways. Brain becoming how culture becomes us. Media theorist. A phenomenology only outer regions is not possible about a decentering of the self. Know what ontology, at least as far as we cannot know. Moderator, affirmative. The discussion will be emerging and guided by our speakers folding quickly into discussion. In terms of discussion, I'll say about a bit about the thoughts of this discussion, also of criticality in current past discussions. Social scientist, neutral. If it is a real world social media system, then they are noticing that you work with education. Artist, life, living. Moderator, contemplative. End of a good point to thanking you all of it. Yes, so incoherency, unintentional humor, bad syntax and all, a reason why I wanted to bring up this experiment is that I think it has something to say on the topic of emergence and styles or ways of expressions within different disciplines. There is a breakdown in meaning going on in this bot conversation, a breakdown of a discourse that fails to recognize its own artificiality, which is very evident to us as its imagined audience. The discourse of a bot is, of course, produced through a computational process. It involves a natural language classification and prediction. This is an inherently contradictory process because it tries or struggles to create some smooth bridges in what is essentially a cut-up version of language. And in this particular bot conversation that we just heard, characters seem to appear within some kind of coherent format, a typical transmediale format, but a common outcome or a red thread doesn't seem really to materialize. Instead, we have only the format as such, and the framework results in a kind of absurdity. This artificiality of the statistically produced discourse can perhaps also make us reflect more on the artificiality of our own languages, which, you know, more than often than not also tend to reproduce different machines of institutions, of research disciplines, of privilege, of professions, etc. So we could perhaps even say that this code-based discussion is more honest because it's very bad at brushing over these differences and these structures. So yes, some moral here. Maybe we need to sometimes stop to kind of immediately try to synthesize, generalize, turn to a master discourse. And, you know, at Transmediale, we strive for this transversal approach, working across disciplines, fields of practice. But in a way, this is contrary to the short time span of the festival. It takes a very long time to nurture this type of approach and this type of thinking and this type of practices. They don't even, you know, they don't bring necessarily immediately tangible results. So with this festival, we want kind of connections to emerge more on their own terms, underway, and we have experimented with different temporalities in making that happen. For example, this more long-term product of the study circles, which you will see some results of in the festival. And the overall focus is really this process of learning rather than the foreclosing of meaning. And what has become today, I think, an almost kind of machine-like desire to always generalize and sum up